physical suffering.
This is live right now.
And would cause untold mental suffering. You created situations so that collapses or causes of collapses would not be obvious or associated with you. You removed and retained confidential records of events relating to your crimes and checked up on bereaved parents. There was a deep malevolence bordering on sadism in your actions. During the course of this trial, you have coldly denied any responsibility for your wrongdoing and sought to attribute some fault to others. You have no remorse. There are no mitigating factors. In their totality, the offences of murder and attempted murder were of exceptionally high seriousness, and just punishment, according to law, requires a whole life order. Lucy Letby, on each of the 7 offences of murder and the 7 offences of attempted murder, I sentence you to imprisonment for life. Because the seriousness of your offences is exceptionally high, I direct that the early release provisions do not apply. The order of the court, therefore, is a whole life order on each and every offence, and you will spend the rest of your life in prison.
There she goes. Rest of her life in prison. What a nice and caring and loving woman she is. What's wrong with this species? This came out. It came out she was guilty around about the time I think either I was recording or I was editing the Ian Watkins episode. Ian Watkins is my little bitch forever episode, which he is. Yeah, it came out around that time. I've been, you know, reading about this case since it began, and there was a point when I thought maybe she could slip through and get away with this thing. I think her defense was actually, for what it was, for the evidence against her, I think the defense was actually quite clever, the defense she used. But she didn't get away with it, and she has now been given a whole life order. And in this country that I am currently in, that means that she will be in prison for the rest of her life, forever and ever and ever. She'll probably kill her. She should kill herself. Okay? She's 33, I think. Rest of your life in prison. Yeah, I wouldn't kill myself. But I think for her, the best thing to do would be to inject insulin and air into her fucking eyeballs and drown. Drown in the disgustingness of your life, who you are. It's been a rough couple of episodes, isn't it? Talking about the babies and the raping of the babies and the killing of the babies. I would encourage everyone to go and read. Go read a detailed article, okay? Not just like, oh, this is, you know. Read, like, the details of this case. Get a breakdown of all of her crimes and what she did to those babies. She would kill a baby. Okay, she'd kill a baby, and then she'd fucking come back and kill that baby's brother or sister. She was trying to kill, she was killing triplets and twins. She went mental. And she built up this reputation and this outward character of being the absolute perfect promotional poster of a nurse. But all she wanted was to kill babies. That's what got her off. That was her thrill. That was her evil. And she constructed this whole life to be able to execute, to be able to exercise, to be able to fucking express that evil. And she did. And when she did, she went mental. And she threw all caution out. And she didn't give a fuck. And she just started going, you know, she really lost all self-control. Not all self-control, because even in the actions that she was doing things that, you know, she was trying to get away with doing it for as long as possible, because she wanted to kill as many babies as possible. It's not really about getting away with it. I'm sure, like, in a part of her mind, she thought she could maybe get away with it. But she also knew, like, yeah, I'm probably going to get caught. But she was doing things like to put enough doubt into people's minds, you know, so that she could do it for as long as possible before being found out. It's rough stuff. This is rough stuff. And that's why, look, What do I always say? Never trust anyone in healthcare. Never trust anyone in these systems, because they're people. And so many people are like this, not to the same extent, but a lot of them are terrible in their own special ways. And Lucy Letby is like, well, she's fucking world champion of killing babies as a nurse. She's world champion of that kind of evil. Yes, she is. Yeah, but you gotta fucking always be watching them. Always know what fucking they're putting in that needle. Always know what they're doing. And even then, there's still a possibility that they could try and kill you or kill you. Because, look, they could. It's very easy. It's very fucking easy. And just like pedophiles gravitate towards areas where lots of young children are, lots of children are, killers gravitate to where human beings are in very vulnerable situations and they can be killed, you know? Not all killers, but these kind of killers, you know? And it doesn't have to be in a medical setting. Take, for example, the New York boy, that chub that was killing all these prostitutes, and especially the kind of prostitutes he was going after, very vulnerable people. And you can, like, it's in that case with those beach murders in New York, in Long Island, he wasn't even trying to fucking hide. It was so fucking obvious. He was leaving evidence all over the fucking shop. Everywhere there was evidence that it was that guy doing it. And the police, they didn't really care. Just a bunch of prostitutes. You know? People don't understand. Some people don't understand. Like, so much of crime is the motivation for the police to pick, like, okay, this one, we'll try and figure this one out. We'll put resources into this one. And so many crimes, you know, the criminals, they just get away with it. And even criminals that are doing it for a long time and, you know, are really not even being careful, that careful, they can get away with it for a long time. Yeah, and Lucy Letby was someone who was being careful in some respects. She had carefully constructed her character, her reputation. And the reason why she got away with it for so long is because people just couldn't believe that even though the evidence was right there in front of them, that all these babies keep dying when this bitch is on shift. She comes in, oop, baby dead. She comes in, oop, baby dead. And she's always the one there. And she always seems so fucking happy about it. But she relied on that reputation that she constructed before she went fucking mental. You know? She relied on that. And she relied on a few of the tricks she was doing to prolong the killings. Yeah. Rough stuff. It's rough stuff. And she's going to prison for the rest of her life. It's nowhere near the punishment this should be handed to her, though. Like, in this case, I believe in cruel and unusual punishment. Okay? This is one of the things that I disagree with the US Constitution on. Cruel and unusual punishment should absolutely be a thing. If you're killing all these babies, the most innocent beings that there are, you know, in terms of humans. The absolute most innocent they could ever fucking be is when they're a baby, you know, and they're like days old. They're days old and they're sick. They're sick. But it's not like she's putting them out of their misery. It's not like that, you know. Most of them, you know, from that this unit do go home. And it's only a few rare ones that die. And she was just killing them all. Killing as many as she could. It's not enough. The punishment isn't enough. She should be tortured. She should be tortured. Why isn't she being tortured? We got to bring back torture for these kinds of crimes. Okay, not for financial crimes, not for, you know, murder, that it's like, okay, it's murder, but they had a reason. There was a reasoning behind it. It, you know, the other party did do some things. The other party did do some things. So yeah, get a prison, but we don't need to torture this one specifically. Okay, but these kind of cases against children, where it's like, you're raping a child like that, or you're killing a baby. These ones, there has to be something more. And I don't think it should be, I don't think it should be capital punishment. I don't think death should be the punishment, because it's too easy, too quick. It's a one-time thing. Yeah, you do get rid of this thing, this evil human being, but at the same time, like, where's the fun in that? Where's the fun for the people who suffered? No fun in that. No fun. Okay, there's some fun. There's some fun knowing that you killed them and you did get rid of them from this earth, got them out of this world. But there's, you need the torture. You need the torture, and it has to be very sophisticated, very high level torture. We're not talking about Chinese water torture. We're not talking about Guantanamo shit. We're not talking about CIA black site shit. We're not talking about feathers on the noses for hours and hours and hours. We're talking brutal stuff. We're talking brutal stuff. And I can imagine so many things. I have so many ways to torture Lucy Letby. And I think that the families of these children, these babies, who had their entire lives taken away from them, they were going to live entire lives. And they were killed. They were fucking killed. In these terrible ways. And they weren't painless ways either. These babies suffered. They fucking suffered, man. They did. She does deserve to be tortured every day for the rest of her life. She does. Look, You know what? When it comes to having children, I haven't decided yet. And the fact that there are people like Ian Watkins and Lucy Letby who will do these things to babies and enjoy doing these things to babies, they're that kind of evil. The fact that there are people like this around, it doesn't factor in to my decision about having babies or not, because it can't. You can't do that. Of course there's evil in this world. But the thing where it's like, the thing that factors in to having children or not is that the fucking reality that once I have children, I have fucking children, you know? I have these beings. I have these beings, these babies, who I care about more than fucking anything, you know? And like Barack Obama said that time, Barack Obama said in that speech that it's like,
you know, someone once described the joy and anxiety of parenthood as the equivalent of having your heart outside of your body all the time. walking around.
It's like your heart is outside of your body.
Walking around.
And that feeling can be, I'm sure, a great feeling. And even though I've never had that feeling for a baby that's come out of a vagina that I created, that I put sperm into to make a baby come out, I can still get that feeling. I can still put myself in that position of being a father and how that feeling is. And it's a great feeling, you know? And when that feeling is real, you know, in my life, it's going to be, I'm sure, if I decide to have it, a great feeling. But at the same time, you are at that point have something external to yourself that you can try your best to keep safe for a long time. But there's always other factors involved, that there's chaos involved, you know. And that thing, it grows up. It's not a thing that stays a baby forever. It grows up. And it has to walk outdoors. And it has to leave the house. And it has to go into other buildings. Go through other doors. Into classrooms. Make friends and go to friends' houses. You know, it has to live a life. It has to go out on its bicycle. And ride around the streets. Has to go explore. And it has to grow into an adult. It needs its own freedom, and it needs to make its own decisions for itself. And yet that fucking heart of yours is, you know, doing it all, you know? So, it's very difficult. It's very difficult because that's a very difficult thing, and I don't know if I want that, because it would take away, like, probably, look, honestly, a lot of my life would be taken away. And once a parent is a parent, a lot of that parent's life is taken away. And it's, you get back something, don't you? You get back that feeling of love. But so much of your life is taken away, is sacrificed for the child. The child is now what you truly care about. It's built into who we are. Yeah. You know what I really want? Honestly. And it's something that I think has probably been done in this world before. But it just hasn't been acknowledged. It hasn't been announced. Because of the laws and all this shit. And people are keeping it secret. But I think it's been done. And I think it's been done more than once or twice or three times. I think it's probably been done a reasonable amount for something that is very illegal to do, and that people would go crazy about if someone announced I did this. I think it's been done maybe a couple hundred times, maybe a couple thousand times, a few hundred times, 3,000 times, a few hundred times, few thousand times, maybe. And that is human cloning. If I'm gonna have a fucking thing that I love that's outside of my body, why do I have to, this is another thing, why do I have to choose a mate? Why do I have to choose some woman that's probably gonna, you know, fucking, ooh, look at this guy I met, I love this guy now, ooh, and go fuck him. And this is the woman I had children with, this is the mother of my children. Why do I have to have half of the responsibility for raising my children, these things I love so much, on some random bitch, some stranger? And make no mistake, I don't care if you've known someone a year, a day, you know, 10 years, or 100 fucking years. That person is still a fucking stranger when it comes to having babies with them. Putting your dick in a vagina? Placing your vagina on a dick? And making something you love so much, and then having to share that with another human being, 50-50, oh, fuck off, no. No, not doing that. Because it doesn't matter how much I love a woman, and I've loved women before, But the love never makes me stupid. All right? I never get stupid with the love. And even if I trust this person as much as I can trust someone, and I love them completely, there's no fucking way I'm trusting them with my baby. It's my baby. You know? And the people always degrade, and they change, and decay. And they could be the sweetest fucking person, and then become a complete and utter monster. And they can lie about you, and they can try and take away the child from you, and give the child to another man. So fuck that. Fuck this whole... If I do have a baby, it will not be like, okay, with a woman, you know, and growing up the baby together. No, fuck that. Fuck trusting someone else with that amount of love I have for something. No. No fucking way that is ever happening. So yeah, if I do have babies, it will be done in very much the way where at that point, if women are still needed for it, if we still need the eggs, still need the wombs, and there aren't technological ways to do it, if we still need to do it the old-fashioned way, then the woman will, it will be very much a business transaction, and there will be a very strong contract involved, where the woman gives up all rights to the child, and doesn't even know anything about the child, okay? We get the baby out of her, then we put a fucking sack over her face, over her head. And I don't know, we throw her in a river somewhere or something. Or we just tell her to go away. We give her a bus ticket. We give her a bus ticket to Wisconsin. Or New Jersey. Or fucking Nevada. And we give her a few thousand. We give her a few thousand. Give her 100,000. Give her 1,000,000. Give her a few million. And send her on her way. But I want to be cloned, man. I want cloning. And it has been done before, as I said. It's been done before. There are too many rich people. I mean, there's not that many rich people, but there's enough. There's enough rich people. I know they share this thinking. Some of them, anyway. You know, it's been done before. There are human clones walking this earth right now. And that is the truth. It just hasn't been acknowledged. And by the way, why is human cloning looked at in this way? Why is it illegal? Why is it legal? Why is it legal to kill babies before they're even coming out, you know? Abortion. Some people would argue that's murder. And we haven't really decided yet, have we? We haven't. It hasn't really. It's one of those issues that, you know, it goes back and forth, and both, I can see both sides of it as well, and it's something that I haven't made my mind up about completely yet, abortion, but there is an argument to be made that abortion is a very cold and very, you know, technological Lucy Letby, you know? Killing a baby, especially late-term abortion. Late-term abortion, where there's no reason, or even, like, mid-term abortion, where there's no significant reason, like the health of the mother isn't in danger, or the health of the babies aren't in danger, and you're killing it. I mean, the abortion people do have a point, that maybe these abortion providers are just very cool, very cold Lucy Letby's, using technology, you know, under the cover of what's currently accepted, to be these little fucking Lucy Letby's running around. There's lots of Lucy Letby's, and they're abortion doctors. They're midterm and late-term abortion doctors. There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot of grey areas when it comes to abortion. But there's people, like, they still have a point. If you fucking get pregnant, that thing that's inside you, you're talking about it's your body and women's right to choose and all this stuff. But you are choosing to end a human life that if you didn't do anything, if you let nature take its course, would, you know, in 13 years, be sitting on a bed, you know, with their phone, watching porn, and dreaming about, you know, fucking bitches, you know, trying to fuck the bitches. 5 years later, going to college, you know, fucking trying to fuck all the bitches. Because in high school, he tried to fuck all the bitches, but he had a fucking aneurysm. I don't need to make a whole story about this. I don't need to create this right now. Let's get back onto cloning. It's got a, it is a thing. It's, the thing is, it's so fucking easy to do. We clone animals all the time. Animals are cloned all the time. And animals, humans, same fucking thing. Humans can be cloned. We know human beings can be cloned. And yet apparently, supposedly, no one's ever done it. No one's ever gone in, you know, no one's ever gone to the basement. No one's ever fucking gone to the bunker and set up a clinic, set up a fucking lab and a clinic. I need to clone myself. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if I create a country for myself that is all my clones? And we get a bunch of Filipinos. Get a bunch of Filipinos and African ladies. People from poor countries. We get women from poor countries and we pay them a very nice salary. Pay them a very nice salary to birth clones of me. And then we send them on their way. Or we keep them to, you know, do chores around the house. Be our cleaning people. Clean stuff for us. We do that. But they're birthing clones all the time. And I build a country of many millions, maybe even billions, of my clones. You know, sovereign state. Sovereign state. Of Brad. The sovereign state of Brad. Bradlands. The kingdom of Brad. The heavenly kingdom of Brad. Me and my clone. Be very nice. Be very nice. Be very nice. And maybe that is what I do want. That is what I do want. Yeah. Alright. Ooh. Oh, look at that. We're at 30 minutes. And this is the episode. Let's sum it all up. Don't fuck babies. Don't kill babies. And yeah, don't eat babies as well. I'm sure people like eating babies as well. Don't eat babies, even if they taste real nice. Don't do it. And, yeah, don't trust anyone, even, you know, people you've known for a long time that you love. Don't trust them with your babies, with your children. Put your children over whatever you love, whatever love you have for the mummy or the daddy, you know, whichever situation you're in. Yeah, always put your children first. And always have a plan to destroy the life of the person that you created life with so that they don't fuck you over and you fuck them over. Yeah. And human cloning. It's a great thing. And we need to change the way we view it. It's like, why are you fucking... It's just the governments of the world, they don't want people to be able to create themselves, because that's a slippery slope. You start creating new versions of yourself, cloning yourself, then it's a slippery slope, you know? But the slippery slope goes up, and they're trying to pretend it goes down, but it goes up. It would be a great world, and it is going to be a great world. And yeah, I'm going to clone myself. All right, that's the episode. See you in the next one. What's wrong with his species?